know. Hang on a minute and I'll ask her. And she didn't remember, but she did remember that he raised Shelties.
Shelties, that's Elizabeth and, going back to far, I can't remember her husband's name. And Shelties.
I don't remember their name at all myself, but that was a long time ago. my youngest son is 45, and he was 18 months old when she did that.
Mine is, he'll be 50 in March, and he was just a pipe. Well, matter of fact, when I first started training active service, he wasn't even there, but he's been one of the better things that happened in my life. He's a good Christian man. My granddaughter's a good Christian young lady, so Lord's blessed me, and he's, like I say, he's given me good dogs. I've won high in trials. I've won so many first places. But it took me a long time to finally figure out that it was not the ribbons that mattered. It was the time you spend bonding with your dogs.
Yeah. No doubt about that whatsoever. It's the time you spend with them that really counts. You're not only devoted to them, but they're devoted to you as well. And, that means a lot in itself.
The little girl I've got now, she'll follow me from room to room. Matter of fact, she's ready to put a bell on the collar so I know where she's at and I don't fall over her. But she's, I might see you see her sometime.
Danny, we'll have to see if we can get together one of these days.
I look forward to it. I love dog people. Some of the finest people in the world I've ever met been at dog shows, training classes, anything like that. You love dogs, you can't go too far wrong.
That's a good way to look at things. It really is. But we'll get together after the first of the year. Let the holidays kind of get over and get settled down. You know, we've got families coming in and out. My family, I got two grown sons. One's Anthony's 50. He's my oldest, and Stephen's my youngest. He's 45. And they come see us, and then they go see their in-laws, and yeah, and then they've got families of their own, and so we just kind of try to do our thing a little bit early or a little bit later. You know, for Thanksgiving we got together a little after Thanksgiving, and Christmas we go and get together a little bit before Christmas, so that way that they can have time with their families on the special holidays. And it seems to work out for us, and that's the way we're going to do it. So after the first year, we'll get together, Danny.
That sounds good. As far as my family goes, all my family's been called home, bless your heart. They're in a better place than I am, but my wife still got a couple sisters. We try to get together, and without fail, we go down to my son's house. My granddaughter, he's a single parent. His wife killed in a car wreck many years ago. But we'll go down there on Christmas morning. Man, and you can cook breakfast wrong. Get up, we'll have our Christmas. And, the only regret I had, we just had one child. Somehow, Van and I, Jason Bill, of course, he's got Morgan, my granddaughter, and she still got aunts and uncles and everything, but it's not like having family of your best kin. You know what I mean?
What you're talking about. Glad that y'all get together on Christmas Day and have a good breakfast and then do Christmas. It's all about enjoying the family, I think, more so than it is anything else. And I think we need to remember the reason for the season, as some people say. And, that was the birth of Christ, and that's why we celebrate Christmas. So it's not all about the presents and what you get and that sort of thing, but we kind of commercialized it, I guess, over the years, and it's going to stay that way, but we can't change it all at one time.
When my granddaughter was, when I was just young, my granddaughter, she thought there was nothing like the red man in the red suit, but as she's gotten older, she sort of realizes that hey, all the gifts sort of did come from Christ because he blessed us and we were able to share it. But she really does know what the season is for her, and I am so thankful. I am so thankful. God willing, this church will be unbroken. You know, I'm 76 years old. Still kicking pretty doggone good, though, but, you know, I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. But I win either way, where I stay or go.
Well, I am super blessed. Got, you know, I did have a heart attack, but I am, you know, the doctors took care of me, did a marvelous job. I feel really good. I'm able to do whatever I want to do. It just takes me a little longer to do it than it used to. And there's a few things that my wife has asked me not to do anymore, and I, I take her wishes into thought real carefully, and I agree with most of them. You know, some of them things I don't need to be doing anyway. So, but anyway, Danny, sounds good. And like I said, we'll get together after the first of the year. I'd love to meet you and your puppy and all that. And I hope you have a merry, merry, merry Christmas.
You and your family also. And I would like to greatly appreciate everyone that welcomed me in tonight. I'm looking forward to becoming a member of your net. I enjoyed it. I sit down and listen to the sale. My son's an avid, getting ready to go in a little bit, but I always got time to talk.
Well, a lot of times, Danny, I said, there's two things the hams like to do. I said, one is talk and the other is eat.
Well, all you got to do is look at me and tell I hadn't missed too many meals, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm about around as I am tall.
Well, I was. I got up, when I come out of service, I was about 220. When I spent my career in law enforcement, I got about 240. That's my max. But when I retired, I got up about 285 just a couple months ago, and I've dropped 40 pounds since October, and I'm gonna get back down on my weight.
Off to you, it really is. I was telling my wife I've got to drop a few pounds. I weigh more now than I've ever weighed in my life, and I said I need to lose a few pounds, and so I figure, you know, if I get out and mess with those dogs a little bit more and start walking them up and down the street a little bit and getting a little bit more exercise, I may drop a few pounds.
Well, the sad part of it is, Gary, it don't come off as fast as it goes on.
I know that very well, but my problem is after I had my heart attack, I sat down in my recliner in my easy chair, did a lot of reading and that sort of thing, and now I'm trying to get back more active again. I went through cardio rehab and all of that. I enjoyed the exercising, and I'm still going to doing that, but while I was sitting in the recliner, I just sat there and grazed all day, and I've tried to quit that, especially now during the holidays, because, you know, you've got all these, we made fruit cakes and pumpkin pies and all that, and I've had a piece of pumpkin pie after supper tonight, so, you know, once the holidays are over with, maybe I can get a little, what's that word I'm looking for? I may be able to restrain myself from eating all the sweets.
I hope, pray for it, my friend. Listen, my son's going to be going in just a few minutes. This has been great. I give the 33 to you and yours and all the people welcoming me in. Y'all have a great Christmas. Right now, my friend, it's going to be JQ4 NHB. I'm going to back it down with you, brother. You and yours have a blessed night.
Okay, Danny, you take care. Enjoyed it. Look forward to doing it again sometime soon. 73 to you and yours, and have a great Merry Christmas. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Then KF4NXY, David. And my wife, Marie, AF4SX, down here in Possum Kingdom, outskirts of Honeypath. Check us in and out, and good evening. and everybody on the net, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You'd like to say good evening, KF4NXY. That's Mr. David and his sweet bride, AF4SX, Miss Marie. They're down there in Possum Kingdom, down there by Honey Path. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Got another Echo Link station up. Let's grab Echo Link. Echo Link station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Dropped off. That was old Max, WAKBW. He's up there in, I think he's in Michigan someplace, but he was up there on Echo Link a minute ago, and I missed him. So we'll go over here and see who's next up on the Red Chew list, and that's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today?
KK4JBQ. And KC4MFK. Yeah. We have tried to stay warm, I guess you might say. I have listened to you and Danny talk about weight loss and gain. I have lost about 40 pounds and didn't need to. Back to weighing what I did when I graduated from high school. Well, it is a good thing, I suppose, but you don't have a lot of insulation. most animals that live in cold climates, frozen climates, as a matter of fact, they have lots of what rightly called blubber. Now, we don't call it that when it's on a human, but it serves the same purpose. It's a fat layer, and it's an insulator. So I have found on these very cold days that it sinks in deep. It really goes in deep and fast. So I just have to be careful to keep the blood moving, you know. Keep a little bit of movement going so I can avoid frostbite, I suppose. But I want to say that I have enjoyed this evening's net, especially you're one to get people to talk, and that says a great deal about you. I do recall that one time I was listening to an actor playing the role of his name just flew out of my mind. Anyway, of a comedian back in the Elizabethan days, and he was known to say that he could talk to just about anybody as long as they didn't talk too much. That was the funny part of it. Anyhow, talking to Eddie and talking to Danny, it was entertaining, and I learned a great deal, more than I would have listening to their conversation with some other people, you know, because you can keep a conversation going, and that's a marvelous skill to have, a real talent. I suppose you might sum it up as just being friendly. Anyhow, it was a good day, and I hope to have another tomorrow. I wish everybody that's still listening a good day tomorrow. We are in a blessed time of the year, and everyone should remember exactly why we pause in all of our hustle and bustle, as they say, and remember this time. And while I'm thinking about it in that way, I want to ask, you're being net control and probably talking to some other people, are there any special plans for Christmas Eve? Are you aware of that?
Hey, I am not aware of anything special Christmas Eve. I do know that I'll be calling the net Christmas Day night, Christmas night, the 25th. But let's see, I guess Patrick will be calling on Sunday, but I don't know of anything special.
You know the reason for my asking. In several years past, including last year, I believe, we had a special reading of The Night Before Christmas. I'm just a big kid, and it matters to me. You know, I sat and listened and enjoyed it a great deal. If that's not in the plans, maybe Dave, if you're listening, Dave, I know he records things that are on the net. Maybe that could be played back, just to entertain the children out here. Anyway, that was on my mind. Gary, thank you again for calling the net tonight. It's always a marvelous net when you call it, and we all benefit greatly. Thank you so much. I'll let you go and wish you a good night's rest, and wish Joy a restful, peaceful night, too. KK4JBQ, 73.
Get the book out and get it ready, and you read it over the net. I know Wendy did it. I think she did it last year. Was the last time she did it. But she did a very good job of it. She really did. Enjoyed it. I was like you. I enjoyed listening to it. But get with Patrick. Like I said, he'll be calling on Sunday night. Get with Patrick and y'all work something out, and maybe you can do the rendition this year.
And I appreciate your suggestion. And I'll see about that. I don't know if I have Patrick's number, but anyway, I'll be speaking with him. Thank you. And everyone out there, have a good night. Do stay warm. Keep covered up. It's awful to wake up with a frozen leg. I've come close this week. KK4JBQ, back to you, Gary.
You and Donna have a great evening, and talk to you later. And if you don't get in touch with Patrick, give me a holler. I've got his number, and we'll get everybody together that needs to be contacted if we need to do that. But be happy to help you any way I can. You and Donna have a great evening, what's left of it. Wonderful day tomorrow. Stay warm, and we'll be talking to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. And Echo Link Station is back up there. Echo Link Station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Come on, Max. I see you up there. I know you're listening. Holler at us over here so I can get you in the log. Check-in a minute or two. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Please check in and out. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. My wife Sabrina, she's at work tonight. Gary, I'm home in Chesney. Please check us in and out, sir. 73 to you and Joy and everybody on the net, and have a Merry Christmas.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KJ4UHX, Mr. Jamie, and his sweet bride, KJ4YLN. That's Miss Sabrina. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Jamie. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Jamie, I hope y'all have a Merry, Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming in and hollering at us this evening. Appreciate y'all being here. And again, tell Sabrina we said hello. And I'd love to see y'all. I can't remember the last time I saw you. I guess it was at the Ham Fest, maybe, when you and Sabrina were over there. It's been a long time. I'd love to see you again.
Gary, but it's going to be a while. Sabrina's working too many hours here lately. I'm taking classes down in Columbia during the week and home on weekends. I'm off for the next couple weeks, but I have as well. Take care. KJ4UHX.
Jamie. Merry Christmas there, young man. Y'all take care. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Well, let me try that echo link station one more time. Max, you want to check in with us there, young man?
Yeah, I forgot your call, Gary. But anyway, yeah, it shows this thing is working, says I'm transmitting, but last time I let up on it, somebody else was talking, so evidently it's not working. But anyway, this is WKDW Max up here in Brooklyn, Michigan. If you're copying me, Gary, over.
Well, Max, I didn't hear anybody but you that time. WAKBW, Mr. Max up there in Michigan. Appreciate you being with us there, young man. Hope you are doing well. And, Max, I guess you knew about Jack, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did. But I'm curious about another fella, and I can't remember his call, but his name was Dewey. He was over by Spartanburg. I can't think of Dewey's last name, and I cannot pick out his call, but is Dewey still amongst the, on the green side of the carpet, do you know, or if he, do you know his call? I guess that's what I'm kind of wanting. I'm trying to get a hold of him, if he's still around.
Max, that was KN4WD. Yeah, he got that because he loved Kenwood radios. And he got Kilo November 4 Whiskey Delta, KN4WD. I don't know, haven't heard him in a long time. He went to work he was on second shift, and I didn't talk to him for a good long while. But he would get in here late at night, and I talked to him, and then he got on third shift. And I kind of lost touch with him after that. And I really don't know what he's doing now.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting at here, I found my original novice logbook from 1971 and 72. And I worked at station WM4 Zulu Hotel Tango. This was December 30th, 1972. The man's name was Dewey, and he lived in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Well, I just found that thing digging through some stuff here a couple of weeks ago, and like I say, I met Dewey, was at Dewey's house. I left a radio there for Dewey to fix before I came back to Michigan and totally forgot about it, but I just wondered if Dewey ever held a call. Whiskey Nancy for Zulu Hotel Tango. Can't be that many Deweys in the Spartanburg area.
Max, I don't know, but if we're talking about the same fella, he changed his call, and I don't remember. But he moved from, he lived over there, I want to say he lived in Packlet, which is right down below Spartanburg, and he moved to Gaffney.
Yeah, I don't know where it was at when Slim and I went over there to see him. But give me his latest call. Maybe if I look that up, I can cross-reference it back to see if he ever held that novice call. Give it to me slow so my 83-year-old ears can hear it, Gary.
KN4WD.
That's great. That'll give me something to look for. Was his last name Worley or Worley or something like that? W-O-R-L-E-Y?
No, I think his last name was Wyatt. W-Y-A-T-T Wyatt, I think, is what what I'm thinking about.
Okay, might be two totally different people. I was just curious. I just thought that was really strange. You know, work somebody 40 years ago and actually meet him, you know, 40 years later down the road. But I found a couple people up there. that in that original Ford, one of them was a blind fellow. I worked back in 1971, and I actually went and met him also. A few years later, I guess, something like that. Gary, I don't want to hold you up any longer here. I've been trying to do this for the last 2 weeks, and I've sat right here and forget about it, and I looked up at the clock, and I thought, man, it's Wednesday. So I thought I'd give it a try. Like I said, I didn't even know if the Echolink still worked, if you still had it on the repeater or anything, but it sure is nice to hear you, Gary, and anybody else that's hearing me, I'll tell them Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year or whatever, and man, you guys had colder weather this morning down there than I did up here. Keep it down there.
Oh, no, that cold weather belongs up there with you, Max. It's, let's see, it's 27 degrees here at the house right now. So it's a little chilly. It's, but it's supposed to warm back up in the next day or so. Go back up in the 60s. So I'll enjoy that a whole lot better. I'll give Slim a call tomorrow and tell him I talked to you tonight, and tell him he missed out because he won't get on the radio. But anyway, you take care. Glad you came in here and talked with us a little bit. Good hearing from you, and anytime you can, get back in here and check in with us. You know, we'd love to have you anytime. But you take care, and I'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Okay, KI4DOS. Call for the closing net out. Any other check-ins or any other comments, call KI4DOS. Folks, had a grand total of 61 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Folks, y'all are the ones that make the net. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and either me or Matt will be here. Somebody will be here. Matt's supposed to be, but he's having to work late to get everything done before the end of the year and before Christmas time and all that good stuff. So he asked me if I would stand by for him tomorrow night, so you may have to listen to me again, which, I won't mind it. I hope y'all don't. In the meantime, this is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.